I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. An advisory panel says communities should have a bigger voice in how federal regulators go about decommissioning the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has not established rules for decommissioning nuclear power plants. The way it works now, plants like Vermont Yankee have to ask the NRC for exemptions to the licenses they now have as they go through the decommissioning process. The NRC has acknowledged that new rules are needed, especially as more of the nation's older nuclear power plants shut down. The Vermont legislature established the Nuclear Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel to collect information on the decommissioning process and make recommendations to the state. The panel held its first advisory vote this week and decided to advocate for more local input into how the NRC comes up with its new decommissioning rules. Kate O'Connor is chairwoman of the panel.
Most of the conversations that go on between the NRC and anything dealing with rulemaking or anything decommissioning is with the nuclear industry. But what's missing is the public and the host community part of this.
O'Connor says the panel's first vote will be shared with state and federal lawmakers, as well as with towns in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts within the 10-mile emergency planning zone. The panel wants to form a national organization that would represent communities affected by the financial, environmental, and employment impacts of a decommissioned nuclear power plant. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.